from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Ron is out. Brandon Scott is in. It's been a solid afternoon on a beautiful Labor Day. Hope everybody out there staying safe, having a good time, making memories with your loved ones. Nick Caserio will be on Payne and Pendergast tomorrow morning at 7:30. That is the Texans general manager. Nick Caserio will be on Payne and Pendergast 7:30 in the morning. Set an alarm, set a reminder. That is always an extremely solid listen. And Thirsty Thursday, the drive will be live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, Park Row location. Football Friday, we will be at East River 9 for that Football Friday. And as we mentioned earlier, I didn't even put two and two together. Man, we got Packers Eagles on Friday.
Yeah.
We got Ravens Chiefs on Thursday. So we got Thursday, Friday, then we got Saturday, obviously college, and then Sunday cranks up. So it's we'll crank that Thirsty Thursday up and kick off some big time run of football between pro NFL and college ball. So
and y'all
come
can
hang
lock
out
in,
with us.
Y'all can lock in and tap in on Thirsty Thursdays too. The full schedule. If you can't come out this week, if you want to plan it, if you're the type, and we're all mostly adults here. Sometimes you got to plan far ahead. All the dates and locations. Check them out at Sports Radio 610. On the social media channels, Twitter, or I guess now known as X, Instagram, wherever it is that you be at. Find it and then, you know, make your plans out. Come break bread.
Absolutely. Come hang with us. We always have a good time. We like to party. I don't know if you've heard. Also, I tell you what, I was just telling B. Scott, boy, I'm spent, y'all. I had me a long day yesterday, went to a really solid concert and had to get up and gather them girls up, them babies up and drive back home from the Hill Country. Big shout out to Landa Park up in the Hill Country, up in New Braunfels. Got my exercise, my workouts in. Look, they got some trails you can run and stuff out there. Beautiful.
Solid.
Beautiful scenery. Cypress Bend, public access. Folks are always asking me about when I go up there, you know, getting in the river, like what's the river access look like? And this time we actually went to a public access park in New Braunfels, which was Cypress Bend, and it was absolutely tremendous. The water was phenomenal. And, as always, huge shout out to Whitewater Amphitheater. Look, if you hadn't been to Whitewater Amphitheater to catch some music, you're missing out. If you like live music, we got one of the best amphitheaters in all of the states, right here in Houston's playground, if you will, known as New Braunfels, up near Canyon Lake. Whitewater Amphitheater. Went and saw one of our local guys, man. Went and saw Parker McCollum.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Parker, that's good. That's decent.
Yeah, man. Parker, absolutely.
Just you and the bride, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Just me and my lady, man. And Parker absolutely killed. He's a great musician, obviously, but he's such a solid dude.
Huge Texan fan too, by the way.
Yeah. From Conroe, Texas, man. But Turnpike Troubadours. I know there's a lot of fans out there. Turnpike Troubadours are there Friday and Saturday night at Whitewater Amphitheater this coming week. You can go do that and then get back in town in time to put your feet up and watch the Texans or tailgate and watch the Texans, whatever you do at the house and the Texans are playing on the road. But Turnpike Troubadours are up there, and it's a hell of a show. So, hell, I'm thinking about maybe shooting up there, B. Scott. I don't think the wife is ready to leave them kids again, but I may gather the fellas and shoot up and catch Turnpike Troubadours.
You live once, my friend.
You only live once, I can rest when I'm dead, right? That's what they say.
There you go.
All right, the Texans do have a game this week, and we got to circle back to this. We'll circle back to this a couple of times. We'll circle back to this a couple of times. I would imagine over this next week. But When it happened, I said, yeah, C.J. Stroud absolutely created a little bulletin board material. There is no way on God's green earth that this happens and it doesn't make its way to the locker room, the bulletin board, if you will, especially when you open the season against the Colts, right? This little back and forth between C.J. Stroud and Zaire Franklin, the linebacker for the Colts, it went on at Super Bowl, at Radio Row in Super Bowl. Here's Zaire Franklin, the Colts linebacker, kind of just setting the stage for kind of how it all went down. You tell me what you think.
But C.J., he didn't say a lot of wild stuff to me. I'm not going to lie to you. I love C.J., man. I support all our young brothers at quarterback, but C.J., he didn't say a lot of wild stuff to me in our run-ins, you know, at the Super Bowl. I need to see that boy again.
What'd he say?
We were talking, and he was, you know, how the Super Bowl is at Radio Row. You know, it's big, all our stuff going on. So he had the XM radio right before me. He was on there talking about how he cooked the Colts in both games. And I was just, I saw him, and I pulled him aside, and I was like, you know, when you play Anthony, it was like 28-7 and like, the second quarter, we were kind of blowing you out. Yeah, you threw for 300 yards, but.
That's not a cooking.
Yeah, and he was like, bro, I ain't cook you. And I'm like, look, if that's what you consider a cooking with the loss, I mean, congratulations. And, you know, and then I have to remind him as well that he's never beaten Anthony.
Oh, I love this. You're a psychological warfare guy.
I'm going to tell you, B. Scott, I'm sitting here writing, I'm taking notes as he's talking. First of all, the tone doesn't seem like it's real friendly. I know we talked a little earlier about the friendly, and look, I got a tone problem myself. So as a man that is misinterpreted by those that he loves the most quite often, I understand the tone can be misleading. That doesn't sound like a tone to me that's like, yeah, that's my dude, ha, ha, ha. Now, when I hear him and Micah Parsons talk, that sounds like, you know, ha, 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 funny, funny, whatever, whatever.
It sounds like you mean what he's saying.
My man said, he's talking about CJ saying wild things. I need to see that boy again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I pulled him aside. You know, we're blowing y'all out when Anthony was playing. Congrats. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, I'll tell you this. We can go back and forth about whether Zaire Franklin is being real or is he just tongue-in-cheek? Is it cool, just friendly trash talk? We can go back and forth on that, but there ain't no way in hell, I'm just going to tell you, there ain't no way in hell that the comments, whatever precisely CJ said, there's no way in hell it's not on the bulletin board in the Indianapolis Colts facility as we speak right now.
Man, honestly, Clint, I feel like it's twofold. I feel like this is bulletin board, the idea that CJ could present of him cooking the Indianapolis Colts defense. Clearly Zaire Franklin on his end resenting that or disagreeing with that. But then also the reality of it. Like, he did at times cook them in that second game. Really, to start the game out, he cooked them. And then I think, you know, if you just look at the final result of the game, obviously the Texans won the game. So, yeah. So I think where he did and didn't cook them are both terms for bulletin board material, I think, for this Indianapolis Colts team. And then just the simple fact, this is going to sound simple, but I think this has something to do with it. Obviously, the Texans won that game, then they go off to play two more playoff games after that last regular season game, right? So they've played two real football games, one that they won, one that they lost, but two real football games since the last time the Texans and the Colts saw each other. The Indianapolis Colts, Zaire Franklin, they have not. Yeah. Like that, I don't understand the preseason. I'm not trying to
sour taste in their mouth, right?
Yeah, the sour taste in their mouth, and the last real live NFL impression they got was being basically knocked off the field, sent home by a play. Honestly, if they get that play, maybe the story is different. So in some ways, they got to feel like it's a self-inflicted wound on top of what CJ and the Texans were able to do to them, and then them feeling like, oh, Anthony Richardson, you haven't beat Anthony Richardson too. Now we got our guy back. I think it's twofold. I think you got bulletin board material on the one end, and I think you got this feeling of, let's call it, unfinished business on the other end, Clint. And I think that is going to come together for a really exciting matchup, on top of the fact that them being really good football teams.
Yeah, that'll be money. I love it. I just think the bulletin board material stuff is typically blown out of proportion, but here I don't. I just there's something about a young dude that in big picture hasn't done much. And talking about CJ Stroud, just 1 year, and it was great, but it's just 1 year. That guy going in Radio Row talking any level of trash just seems to be, boy, that I mean, take this rivalry to the next level, if you will. Before we get out of here, though, we got to talk about this A&M deal. We talked about Texas, the Manning, Quinn Ewers situation, and how it's kind of being painted. Like everything involves Manning, even though he didn't play until they were up 31-0 or whatever it was. That's interesting in its own self. We'll talk about Texas enough, but A&M and Notre Dame. Notre Dame knocks off A&M at home in College Station. Marcus Freeman needed this more than anybody. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish needed this more than anybody. Now's the time for them if they're gonna continue as is.
Agreed.
I thought it was a great showing by them. I thought their defense played tremendous. I think their quarterback played well enough. He's gonna have to be better if they're gonna win big games. But I thought he played well enough. They ran it really well. But I think my big takeaway is not even that the Aggies lost. Like this game. Either team could rebound from this loss. Like, it's not, this doesn't kill the dreams of either team. But I watched that A&M game, and Connor Wegman is nowhere near where I thought he would be.
Yeah. No, I was expecting a lot more, and especially, I thought he kind of settled in a little bit better as the game went on. But in that first half, Clint, I was trying to decide between the two quarterbacks. Neither one of them looked good enough, mm-hmm. but I was trying to decide which one was the one with all the hype.
Right.
If you look at him, like it was hard to decide which one was the one with all the hype, and you're expecting Connor Wegman to come in there and be like an elevator for this Aggie football team. It didn't feel like that was the case. I felt like the offense, because Connor Wegman wasn't good enough, was putting the defense in really tough binds and really tough predicaments, and they didn't necessarily handle it well at the end the way Notre Dame was able to run the ball down their throats. It's to me, it's not a good look right now for Connor Wegman to come out there and look like that in week one.
Well, there's a lot of it, right? Like I don't know if Notre Dame's just that good running the football physically, or if A&M's defense is going to get ran on. That's jury's still out for me. I look at the offense and I'm like, man, can these receivers create separation?
Now, Notre Dame does have a really good secondary.
Sure, yeah, right.
So I give them that, but you still need to see more.
Yeah. I mean, it's just there's several spots where it's like, I got to see more, and I don't know if that was a game to necessarily tell. The Connor Wegman thing is concerning, because that was not only bad. There were times in the background you could see receivers running almost like a busted coverage. And he wasn't finding them. I mean, it was just bad from Connor Wegman. And damn it, Connor, I got y'all picked to be my Cinderella. I'm going to need a little bit more out of you.
Meanwhile, Haynes King over there at Georgia Tech, man, pulling off upsets.
Come on, man.
Come on.
That's it. All right. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Stay safe. We'll have old blonde, orange face Ron. We'll have him in the studio tomorrow.
I cannot wait
hopefully.
For this. This is going to be
God
so good.
God willing. Until then, Houston. We love you, baby.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.